Right. Okay, so the Kashan Rashi that Tosfos asks, we answered on Birchas HaMazon. Of course, Rashi says on Birchas HaMazon that I would think Nashim HaPaturos because they don't have a Chelek Baretz. So Tosfos asks, what about Kahana Melevim? They don't have a Chelek Baretz either. So we said it's no Kasha because they really intrinsically, they have a Chelek. But they're in a state of privation from the Chelek because Hashem Munach Alasan. So that's different. They really are intrinsically related to Nachala. The only thing is they're in a state of privation from it. So therefore the Gavra really is Shayach L'Nachala. Masha Einikain, the Isha, she has no Shayach L'Nachala at all. Now some want to give a different answer. Some want to say because of the Ari Migrash.
Oh yeah. I wanted to say that. I looked in the Rambam,
you
can't say that.
The Rambam can't say it. But somebody told me, Henoch Bol says that there's another Rishon that says that...
Oh, really? Ari Miklat? That's
42,
what?
48, 42. Yeah, 42.
You
want
to say it according to
the
Rambam.
Because
according to the Rambam, you gave it,
Klai
Yisrael gives it to them.
That's right.
From,
exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. Because in other words...
Didn't work.
Yeah, that's right. Because they don't have the... It says Umigrash
Titnulahem
Lashevis. Lashevis. It says that
So you mean it's not
Nachala. It's not Nachala. It says Ein lo chelik v'nachala. Ein lo chelik
v'nachala. There's an
issue
for the
lie.
That's right.
So it's only the lab of
delivery. So it's only because Klal Yisrael has to have a place for the Kahanim and Levim to live.
It's like a matana from
Klal Yisrael. It's like a matana from Klal Yisrael to that Loshevis. They only have a Schus Yeshiva, but they don't have a Schus Nachala.
I mean, Bilus is lacking.
What?
Bilus is lacking?
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
So it's
a matana from Klal Yisrael for the purpose of Yeshiva. Because they have to have a purpose, a place to live. Practical consideration, but it's not an intrinsic nachal on the in the arts.
I'm just curious, when
they're not allowed to even sell it in poverty then.
What's that?
They can't even sell it in poverty then.
It's theirs, though.
You don't want to guess on those.
There's a question whether the pay rent. Whether the roads come have to pay rent to the Kohen.
To the Kohen.
It's a machlokes.
Oh, really?
That's the roads
now. All right, let's look at that.
Yeah, that's not to rent to the Kohanim.
Yeah.
That's reflective of whether they have true ownership or not.
Yeah.
Because
that would reflect his true ownership, yeah.
It's
not them. I don't want to go, I mean, can't go any further unless we start getting involved in that.
Yeah, no, it's
going to be
a separate sugya.
Separate sugya, forget about it. Okay.
I should get that.
Of course. Of course. So, all right, so where are we up to in Taisvus?
Elie
Shlomar. Okay, am I right, guys? This is where we left off?
Yep.
Elie Shlomar, the time of Mishum Nechsev, Al-Bris Chashecha Samta B'Fsarenu, the Alta Rascha Shilimad Tono, the Noshim Lisnu, Lo B'Bris, the Lobotara. Vamrin lekamon, Mishalo Amar Brisatara, Babirchasam Mazon, Lo Yotzi de Chavaso. Vahashta kamaboyala, Kivin lo Motzi lemeima Brisatara, Lo Havi elamid Rabbanan. O Dilma. Kivin de lo shayach bohu, avi shapir de raisa. Vahod de lo kamon myri ba'anoshim, de shaychi bevrisvatara. Okay, so what's Taisus? So Taisus is explaining the abaya, right? Okay, so what are the two sides, guys? Let me just. Alright, so the concept of bris and Torah is, the way Rashi says, is because through the bris, they yarshin. In other words, the land is just a kiyum of bris avos. And the objective of the land is because of Torah mitzvahs. That's the objective. So if you don't mention those things, then you're a Zionist.
And your Benji's no good, you're a Zionist?
No good. Because you're saying it's a homeland, thank God for the homeland. But it's not a homeland. It's really a place that reminds us of the Avos. It's Eretz Avos, and their specter is always over the land. That's why they had to walk through the land. That the Avos, the Bris Avos, is a kiyum in the land. Without that, there's no value. And then also, secondly, the purpose of the land is a place where you can mekayim mitzvahs kolotzor kolotzor kula. That's the objective. Apparently, if we would never have had a concept of Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't have had a concept of a chiyuv of the kiyum Torah mitzvahs. Interesting thing.
You wouldn't have had Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't have had Torah mitzvahs, you're saying? Or
yeah,
you
wouldn't have Torah mitzvahs. Because the purpose of Eretz Yisrael is in order to live with Torah mitzvahs.
Right. Like Yemos Mashiach, the Ram says, it all returned back. To
that's right.
Shemitah, Yovel, Kerban.
Right.
I think there's a Rashi like that somewhere. For us, it's just practice.
Yeah, it's just practice. That what we're doing now is just practice. We have to do the practice, but it really is just practice because ultimately the kiyum of mitzvahs and Torah ultimately is in Eretz Yisrael. You know who said that, by the way? I don't want to mention his name on Spinoza.
Spinoza?
Yeah.
Why would he say that?
He thought. Maybe he read it in the Ramban. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's why you have to have Bris V'Torah. So if you don't have Bris V'Torah, you're misrepresenting. Nod l'chod Hashem Elokeinu al shenchalta l'avaseinu eretz chem l'tavar rechava. That's why the Gra took out of the Me'ein Shalosh, he took out Lechol Mipirya. It was bar mitzvah. Which one did he take? There's two of them. First,
yeah,
he's got
one, not the other. Something.
Yeah, one. Right. That.
Because the Moshe Rabbeinu.
That God didn't give it to us.
That's why he gave it to us.
Yeah,
that he
took out.
The other one says, that we will do.
We have a right
fine.
To do that, right? No chom mipirah. We have a right. But it wasn't that he gave it to us, lechol mipirah v'lisbol mituva. I mean, it's not that. What did Chazal say? I think that Italy was better. Yeah. Better country. I think most travelers would agree. So, in terms of the production, the olives and the wine and the Mediterranean produce. So, really, Eretz Yisrael is because of Bris V'Torah. So that's why if you omit it, you're forfeiting the very essence of the whole Shinchalta Lavaseinu. Okay, and you're becoming a Zionist. That was, what's his name? Herzl. Right, Reb Chaim didn't allow them to bring his coffin into the brisk, to be maspinim.
So
Brisk.
What, the yeshiva?
No, into the town. He barred up the gates.
Why?
Because he held.
Oh, his.
Because he held that his idea of Eretz Yisrael is not our idea of Eretz Yisrael. So what do we mishabech him for? He doesn't even know what it's about. So that would explain that Gemara, that you must have Bris V'Torah.
He wanted Israel.
Right. He wanted. First, he didn't want Israel.
No, he wanted Israel.
The British
wanted him to take Uganda. So he was willing to settle on Uganda, so we didn't have a problem.
Right. He didn't really believe. He believed in the practical.
Right. Right.
Practical. So if he could find the practical case in Africa, he would be just as happy.
But I think he would have just used. He was using that as a temper.
Yeah. Well, he tried it, but it didn't go over.
Right.
So then he backed off.
Right. And they settled for Hollywood.
Okay. So that's one side. That's one side. So
why
that's
are women not shy to that? If you learn Torah this way, Torah mitzvahs. Doesn't mean common Torah.
Well, bris, they're not sure. You're not going to argue on that one, huh?
Nah, maybe. Still, they are bris. If you say you're no different from Reilim, you're mutter, right?
No, the mitzvah is bris meal.
I know, but they're mulam, right? They have the din of, like, in terms of Gaim are all Reilim and women and men are all mulam. And the bris is shaykh, the bris of us is shaykh them. And Torah mitzvahs and Eretz Yisrael shaykh them. Like, why can't they say these
things? Yeah, but you can't say a bris was shaykh son to the Sarah. Yeah, that's the ultimate.
I mean, they're
abundant,
they could say it?
What?
Like, they're saying it either
no,
way.
No, they're abundant, they're not going to say it. They don't say it.
So. Oh, really? If you say
yeah.
There's under their bond, they would leave out that phrase?
Absolutely. That's plain shot in the
grammar. You mean it's Mosey Shaker? That's the thing?
You can't say it. You have to say it, and you can't say it.
Okay, what about Torah Shalim Adatano?
No, because you can't, because they're not chayiv in Torah.
But it means Torah Mitzvah. Doesn't mean Talmud Torah, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
It means Mitzvah Talmud Torah.
Means the mitzvah of Torah?
Yeah. Because the mitzvah of Torah is to perpetuate the whole system. And that's the purpose of Eretz Yisrael. It's the vehicle of perpetuation of the system. You see, even today people are so attracted to it because of the mitzvahs. Because this is like the Ramban says, that's the whole ultimate purpose. So, therefore, they can't say it. But what's the other side? That would seem to be the side to go with. So what's the other side that says that what? That they can bench even if they can't say it?
You say according to both sides they're not going to say it?
Yeah.
But we said, but they say it now.
So who do we hold?
We'll find out. Don't get so nervous.
Okay.
One plane shot. I'm playing Bulbos. Okay?
All right.
So therefore, the thing is that they can't say it. So the question is, what's that other side that holds that they can get away with it? So what is the Lashon HaTaisus again? Yeah, Mishalo Amar Bris V'Torah V'Chazon Mazon Lo Yaseh Chavasa. And they can't say it. And then he says, do I have to say it any more clear than that? Lo hava elo midrabbanan odilma kiven lo shayich bahu avishapir deraisa v'hodol kama mairi ba'an nashim deshayichi bebris v'torah. Okay, so what do you say? What's the second side? First side is very nice. What's the second side? Oh boy. The second way is like this. That really there's no chiyuv to go into why you have the arts. Yeah, we can sit in darshan and work out fine reasons and everything, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is just to mention arts.
Okay.
There's no chiyuv to elaborate and to take the opportunity at this moment to explain what the purpose of the arts is. That's for after the bench. Okay?
For man,
there's a separate halacha. Mi yamalo gvuras ad Hashem yashmiya kol tehilasa. So once you start to engage in Shvach HaShem Makom, so you can't limit yourself. So a Shevach, like Bris and Torah, that is so integrally tied to the Aretz, you can't bypass. If you're traveling on the road of Shevach, and alongside the road there are other opportunities of Shevach, you gotta stop at the sites and take them in. You can't just go single-mindedly. Okay? So therefore, only a man who has the opportunity, because he's going to be in violation of Mi Amalel, of Yeshmiya Kolti Lasso. But a woman, she's not in violation because she can't do it. So for her, it's fine not to say Bris V'Aretz. That's the question.
Why is a man not Yotzei?
Because Mi Amalel Gvurasat Hashem.
Okay, nice.
Yeshmiya Kolti Lasso.
You're still
Yotzei d'Oraisa Venchen? No, you're not Yotzei. Because that's going to puzzle. Because the whole essence of the Birchas HaMazon is it should be a Maisa Shevach. And here, you're cutting short the Shevach. Because the Shevach is right in front of you, and you have a chiyuv to be Mamshech in Kol Tehillos. And you're refraining. So your whole Shevach is worthless. That's the pasuk. If you mekatzer b'shvach Hashem makom, you're posel. You can't be mekatzer in shvach Hashem makom. But the isha, she's not being mekatzer. She just doesn't have the opportunity.
Right. And the other side was learning you had to elaborate.
Yes.
In order to be
yotzei,
you have to elaborate.
And you know what it is, you have to elaborate. That's the question. All right, so we're taking up Rabbi Kiva's kasha. Now, Rabbi Kiva's kasha is the Gemara says in Yuma that you might exempt women because it says Beisecha and not Beisah. So he says, so why does the Gemara say Pshita that the Chayevos, the Gemara over there says that on the contrary, Beisecha would say that they're not Chayevos. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara shouldn't have said Pshita. Or the Gemara should have said that it's not Pshita because it says Beisecha.
Right.
Right. So that's what we keep making as kasha. So we said that the whole thing is really difficult. What is Beisecha? What kind of a svar is that? Beisecha, your bias of the man, not what's it got to do with it? And it's like just taking an arbitrary word and projecting onto it some type of meaning that's only man. I mean, for why and for what? Well, what's the rhyme and reason for it? So the answer is that Talmud Torah is a keem in the bias. Just like a mezuzah is a keem in the bias, Talmud Torah is a keem in the bias too. And so the Gemara says, called bias shel nishma ba Talmud Torah ba laila is really serf. So just like mezuzah is a keyim in the bias, when you learn Talmud Torah in the bias, that's a keyim in the bias also. So that's why the Gemara says Beisecha. And Rashi learns that way, as Aaron showed us, because Rashi says that the reason why we do it is because L'man Yirbu Yimechemat, the Gemara answers over there, that Anashim Boichai and Anashim Boichai. So that's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns it conceptually. It's beautiful. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to say that just like mezuzah is a keyim in the bias, when you sit and learn Torah at nighttime, it's a keyim in the bias.
Mm-hmm. So you say since women are putter from that keyim in the bias, you mean they're putter from
right.
The other keyim?
That's right. Since women are putter from the keyim Talmud Torah in the bias, so they're putter. In other words,
a different house.
There's a tziruf between mezuzah and on the bias and Talmud Torah in the bias. It's one thing that the bias is designated to limud and ideas,
right.
And that's why Karachist. He said, buy a smaller farm.
Yeah.
The whole house is designated for...
that was his question. He's a king of the
summer. So
he's
not talking about the bias as a physical structure.
What's that?
So you're not, so halakhically we're saying we're not talking about the bias as a physical structure.
No, that the whole
identity, it's a halal shame.
Well, that's really, that's right. And with, well, that's what the Rambam says, that Tishayifka, when he leaves, he's, and when he comes back.
Right.
So what does he do when he comes back to the bias? The answer is, because when he comes back, it's a, the mezuzah acts as a covey of the bias for Talmud Torah.
It's not the physical security of the house.
Right. It's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
The mezuzah is really on the entrance, but
that's
then
right.
Inside the house is the Talmud Torah.
Exactly.
I mean, a house of women is different than a house of men because
physical
there's no Talmud Torah in the house.
That's right.
It's a different type of house.
Different type of house.
The physical structure, more than halachic.
That's
yeah.
True.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, let's stop here.